A bit of chat around the pending school holidays. They begin in just under 3 weeks on the 4th of October. There are some calls for them to be brought forward to link them into the current lockdown so kids don't miss out on extra time in the classroom. The Auckland Primary Principals Association is canvassing the idea with members. The President, Stephen Lethbridge, is with us on this morning. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You can't, just by way of the canvassing, what do they say? Move or not move?
Hey, look, we just canvassed members in a straw poll overnight, and I, at the moment, with two-thirds of all schools in Auckland in, around 90% of primary and intermediate schools surveyed would like the holidays to remain unchanged.
Good, and I would have thought that to be the case, because apart from anything else, even if the number was the exact opposite, you can't suddenly move yourself out from the rest of the country, can you? Because this is an Auckland-only problem.
Yeah, look, it's really difficult. You know, there's a lot of flow-on effects. The lengthening of term four is principal's biggest concern. You know, we experienced a change in the holidays last year, and schools remember having a very long term, and children and teachers' energy levels were dropping off towards the end of the term. We need a really good term to end the year.
Exactly. Does it, without insulting you in any way, shape or form, does it matter as much at primary level as it does at high school, the year 12 and 13?
Look, I think we've got some solutions in place. The ministry have put some solutions in place to help out high schools in terms of moving exams back a little bit. I think the feeling across the whole sector is one of let's just keep the status quo at the moment.
Good. Do we need to? I mean, this is what worries me about stories like this. All of a sudden, we go, oh, let's move the holidays. Why don't we plan for this stuff? If we're going to be in lockdowns forever, why haven't we got a plan right here, right now? Why didn't we plan this 18 months ago and say, if per chance something happened, here's what we could do? Why didn't we do that?
Hey, look, we've been in conversations with the ministry ever since the start of lockdown, and the ministry had been really good and responsive. We started talking about whether we needed to move the holidays, and the resounding feedback was, let's just leave things alone at the moment. We need some certainty around dates.
Okay, and kids are happy with that. What's your general assessment with online learning and kids that haven't been able to get into the classroom for a sustained period of time? Is there damage being done or not?
Look, there's no damage being done, Mike. I think that remote learning across the Auckland region is going particularly well, whether it's through digital learning platforms or the physical hard packs that schools have got out. You know, we're really lucky that we've got dedicated and talented teachers doing a really good job in some difficult circumstances.
Fantastic.
If anyone's having a challenging time at home, I'd just encourage parents to contact their school and talk it through for some advice.
Good stuff, mate. All right, appreciate it very much and go well. Stephen Lethbridge, who is the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association.